I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
So, kids, would you like to hear the story of the time I went deaf?
Why does he even ask?
I know, he's just gonna tell us anyway.
I sure am. It all began when Robin strolled into the bar and said,
"Say you're my bitch."
"I'm your bitch. Why this time?"
"Because tonight, I am getting us all into okay."
"Okay? Awesome!"
"What's going on? Did I just have a stroke?"
"Okay is the name of a club."
"Yeah, it's supposed to be incredibly exclusive. This friend of mine once waited outside for 2 hours."
"A fan of my reporting for Metro News One, so now I'm on the list for tonight."
"Nice going, Shcherbatsky. You're becoming a long and difficult to spell household name."
"He's even getting me into the VIP room."
"Yeah, he just wants to show you his own VIP, if you know what I mean."
"All right, what does VIP stand for in your little universe?"
"Well, I know the P is penis."
"Right, so you guys are in. Should I invite Marshall and Lily?"
"Why was this funny? I'll explain. You see, Lily was a kindergarten teacher. And so, one fateful nap time,
Austin and I spent Saturday night at the most charming little bed and breakfast. It was so nice. What did you do this weekend?"
Lily downs a pint.
10 seconds!
"Suck it, losers!"
"You know, quiet time with the fiancé."
"I don't know, I just felt embarrassed. Claire's my age, and she and her husband do all this classy grown-up stuff. Maybe we should start doing some grown-up stuff."
"That was some pretty grown-up stuff we did this morning."
"Yeah, but it wasn't classy."
"Maybe we should have a wine tasting party."
"I like wine. I like tasting. You know I can party. Let's do it. Let's rock it. Maturity style."
And ever since then, she's been signing him up for book clubs, cooking classes.
"All the things you do when you know where your next 1,000 lays are coming from."
"So no, Lily and Marshall will not be joining us."
"Got it. Anyway, Ted, part two of my story, my friend Kelly's gonna be there."
"Kelly, who supposedly I'm gonna love."
"Oh, you are gonna love Kelly. She's fun, she's smart, she lives in the moment."
"Translation, she's ugly, she's ugly, she uggs in the ugly."
"Oh, and she's totally hot."
"Okay, I guess I could take her off your hands for an evening."
"So, do you have any other hot single friends?"
"No, Kelly works for me.
Oh, no, Ted, your blazer.
What?
Somebody spilled gorgeous all over it. I love it."
"Thank you."
"And his hair was perfect."
"Oh, we're wearing the same shirt." "Oh, wait, no, that's just my shirt reflected in yours."
"One of the 24 similarities between girls and fish is that they're both attracted to shiny objects. You really never read my blog, do you?"
"All right, Tin Man, let's hit it."
"All right, well, have fun at your little disco, guys."
"What the hell happened to these two?"
"Marshall and I are just growing up."
"Yeah, it's gonna be sweet, too. Like tonight, we're tasting all these different wines, pairing them up with these cool gourmet cheeses."
"Wow, who knew being in a committed heterosexual relationship could make a guy so gay?"
"All right, cool kids are leaving now. Grandma, Grandpa, don't wait up."
Outside a club.
"Oh, my, there are some ferocious-looking cutlets here tonight." "All right, hookup strategy, colon. Find a cutlet, lock her in early, grind with her all night till she's mine."
"These strategies ever work for you?"
"The question is, do these strategies ever not work for me? Either way, the answer's about half the time."
"My bitches!
Check this out. Bear with me."
Ted and Barney jump the queue.
We're her bitches, too. We'll wait here.
And with today's interest rate climate, you gotta go for the 30-year fixed mortgage."
"Oh, totally."
"So, Marshall, what about you? You guys thinking house, baby?"
No, I think we're gonna wait on the baby thing. I mean, I love babies. Babies rule. Pudgy arms and stuff. But they make you old. Kind of like this anchor weighing you down to one spot forever."
"I'm 3 months pregnant."
"Not awkward, guys. Not awkward unless we let it be awkward."
Marshall makes a run for the kitchen.
"This place seems great."
"Yeah, it's
Is Kelly here?
Yeah, she's around somewhere. Let's go find her. I'll introduce you guys. Then I should probably duck into the VIP room. So stupid and arbitrary, isn't it? Who gets to be a VIP and who doesn't?
Can we come?
It's not that arbitrary.
Whoa, this place is loud.
You think?
Smartly dressed clubbers crowd a small dance floor. Barney says, okay, it is a little loud. Then Robin points and says, there's Kelly. Ted follows her across the dance floor while Barney loosens the collar of his shiny silver grey shirt and tries to look cool. Robin taps attractive blonde-haired Kelly on the shoulder and introduces her to Ted, who asks her, you want to go somewhere we can talk? Totally, replies Kelly, then pulls him onto the dance floor. Okay, says a slightly bewildered Ted as Kelly starts to throw some shapes. A girl grinds with her back to a man, and when he moves away, Barney jumps into his place.
I think it was kind of weird that Ted didn't invite me out with him.
Why, you'd rather be out at some dance club all noisy and sweaty with the dunch, 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 dunch. Is that what you want? Dunch, 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 dunch.
Is this what you want?
30-year fixed mortgage. I'm 3 months pregnant.
Claire's standing behind him.
That was awkward.
Lily picks up two bottles of wine.
Let's start drinking.
Oh, not so fast. In order for the tannins to mellow, we should let it breathe for about 30 minutes.
Freaking tannins.
Outside the club's VIP room, a man checks for Robin's name on a list he's holding, then shakes his head. Refused entrance, she flounces off. On the dance floor, Ted asks Kelly, so how do you know Robin? Sagittarius, she replies. Is that near Westchester, he asks. I would love one, just a beer, says Kelly, who then mimes necking a drink.
You know what they're doing in there right now? They're watching Claire's ultrasound video. And I swear to God, even the baby looks bored.
Come on, it's not that bad. We're really starting to click with these guys. Claire and Austin just invited us to their fondue fest next Saturday night.
You're honestly trying to get me excited about fondue?
It's dipping stuff in hot cheese. What's not to love?
Okay, that does sound good. But it's dipping stuff in hot cheese with boring people.
Marshall, it's time for us to grow up.
Marshall knew she was right. He had to stop acting like a kid. But not tonight. Now, our apartment was on the third floor, so I'm not sure if this part is actually true, but Uncle Marshall swears it happened.
He's jumped out of a window.
Taxi!
In the club, Ted tries to catch the eye of a bartender, but he's too busy flirting with some attractive girls who are taking up all the room at the bar. Ted suddenly pops up in front of his face and holds up two fingers. The bartender puts two bottles of beer on the bar, then holds up three fingers in one hand and four on the other and says, 34. 14, asks Ted. 34, repeats the bartender. 7, asks Ted, hopefully. The bartender writes 34 on a piece of paper and shows it to Ted.
The new album is great. It's all smooth and polished, not all dark and heavy like the early stuff.
Oh, yeah. Norah Jones just gets better and better.
Please tell me we can drink the wine now.
5 more minutes. We don't want to rush those tannins.
Freaking tannins.
Ted hands Kelly a beer and asks, you really like this place? She nods. You have no idea what I'm saying, do you? He says, and she nods again. I'm from outer space, says Tom. Kelly smiles and nods. He says, I got thrown out of SeaWorld for humping a dolphin.
I'm wetting my pants!
I think that's when I realized clubs weren't awesome. Clubs weren't even okay. Clubs sucked. I had to get out of there.
Hey, Robin.
Hey.
Why aren't you inside?
I'm calling the owner. There's a guy in there who won't let me into the stupid VIP room. What are you doing here?
Oh, I had this move, so I came here to bust it. Can you get me in?
A doorman lets Marshall in.
Great, voicemail.
Thanks, I'll see ya.
Bye.
Oh, come on, he just got here.
He's probably famous.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there a third Affleck brother? Keith Affleck or Brian Affleck or something?
Holy crap! We just saw Brian Affleck!
And it's not like I care so much about getting into the VIP room. I have been in tons of VIP rooms. Not exactly a VIP room virgin. Seriously, call me back. Oh, I was just in there. Robin Scherbatsky, I'm on the list.
Name's already crossed off, sorry.
But I'm Robin Scherbatsky. I'm a reporter for Channel One.
There's a Channel One? Back of the line.
Should have snuck in with Brian Affleck.
Ted taps Barney on the shoulder and says, I'm bailing, see ya. Barney, who's still grinding behind a red-headed girl, says, oh hey, I can't see her face. Is she hot? As Ted takes a quick look, the girl waves to him and says, hi. Then Ted tells Barney, nice eyes, cute smile, out of your league.
Coat wench, do not uncheck that man's jacket.
Sorry, it's just being dramatic. You're not a wench.
No, coat wench, I like it. I should get a sign made up.
What are you doing here? Lily let you go?
Lily? Who cares, right?
You are so dead.
Oh, I'm so dead.
Wow. I'm going home.
No, ah! I put my ass and probably other parts of my body on the line to come down here and party with my bro. Now, damn it, we're gonna party.
All right, one beer.
Yes! Finally, I don't have to wait half an hour for a drink.
One half hour later, a beer-swigging Marshall shouts, yeah, no tannins.
Oh, man, I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. This is important to the story. Earlier that day, Marshall went to the dentist and got a temporary crown put in. Okay, so anyway.
Marshall screams in agony and plucks something from his mouth. Come on, let's go, says Ted. Marshall shrugs him off and insists, I'm staying, then dances with one hand held against the side of his mouth.
Marshall, are you okay?
Lily finds the bathroom empty, so she checks behind a shower curtain and notices the open window. Shutting the bathroom door, she takes a mobile from her bag and dials.
Again, I wasn't there, so I'm a little foggy on the details.
Marshall just ditched out on our own party. Can you get me in there? I kind of need to kill him.
Actually, I can't even get myself in. I was such a dork. I get recognized one time and I start thinking I'm Julia Roberts. No VIP. I'm not even an IP. I'm just a lowly little pea sitting out here in the gutter.
You know something? I'd take a pea in the gutter over Julia Roberts any day.
Lily suddenly realizes what she's just said. There's Barney. I'm leaving, Ted tells Marshall. Marshall taps Barney on the shoulder.
Broke my tooth! Do you have any aspirin? Maybe there's a machine in the restroom!
Marshall heads into a gent's toilet.
Now to this day, I don't know what happened in there. But when Marshall came out a few minutes later...
He's got a big, cheesy smile on his face. Ted goes to collect his jacket.
Right?
Yeah. These clubs are supposed to be fun, right? Why do I hate them so much?
Because all of the stuff you're supposed to like usually sucks. Like these clubs. Or cruises.
Or New Year's Eve.
Or the Super Bowl.
Or parades.
The Rockettes.
Or parades.
You said that already.
I really hate parades.
Okay. He just left in the middle of our own party. You don't do that. Unless, of course, you're chasing after somebody who's already done it, and then I think it's okay.
Well, I hate to take you aside, but come on, a wine tasting? What's the big plan for next Saturday, Scrabble night?
Don't check your email.
Why are you becoming this person?
I heard that in college you flashed a campus tour group on a dare.
Once on a dare. The other times were just for fun.
I'm not in college anymore. I'd love to go back and be that person again, but you can't move backwards. You can only go forward.
False. You can go wherever you want. I guess the question is, where do you want to go?
I want to go into this club and find my fiancé.
Well, that you can't do.
You want to bet? Follow my lead. Hey, big guy.
She flashes the doorman.
I said, follow my lead.
Yes,
follow her lead.
Robin does so, leaving three nerdy guys waiting in line open-mouthed.
Those were the four greatest and only breasts I have ever seen.
Yeah, see, if everyone keeps telling you something is supposed to be fun, it's usually not.
Right. Right. So by that logic, if you and I were to, say, go out on a date,
then we couldn't go anywhere that's supposed to be fun.
Right. The DMV it is.
Then we'll get our teeth cleaned.
Sounds awful. It's a date.
Okay.
But there's still one big question that needs to be answered. How many of these coats do you think I can put on all at once?
Lily mouths, I'll go this way, you go that way to Robin, then makes her way into the throng. The dance floor has been cleared, and everyone's standing around it watching Marshall dance like an embarrassing uncle at a wedding. Lily looks on in horror, and Marshall whips a hat off a girl's head and puts it on, then performs some robotic dance moves. He suddenly spots Lily watching him and lifts an embarrassed hand in acknowledgement. Lily smiles.
Okay, for the wedge.
The girl Barney's dancing with turns round to face him. Barney, she exclaims, then pushes him away and stalks off. Barney goes after her.
Barney!
Ted! Get your coat, we're leaving.
What? What happened to that, cutlet you were grinding with?
That was my cousin Leslie.
What?
No, no, no. We are not laughing about this, Ted. This is not gonna be some funny story that we'll be telling in a couple months. It's not gonna be like, hey, remember that time when you were grinding with... No. And you know why? Because, italics, this night did not happen. And you promised me that you will never, ever, ever tell another living soul what transpired here tonight. You promise.
All right.
Promise.
All right, I promise. Let's just get Marshall and go, okay? Hey, thanks for saving my night. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, tip her, Barney.
Why, I didn't check a coat. And even if I did, on principle, tip jars have become
funny story. Barney was grinding with this girl all night?
Fine.
That's a handy new trick.
Barney and Ted head back to the dance floor, where Marshall and Lily are kissing while slow dancing.
So Marshall and Lily rediscovered their youth. It was nice. And then it got icky.
Ted, Barney, and Robin grimace. In a taxi.
I'm really glad you guys came out tonight. You know, dude, can I just say something? It kind of hurt that you guys didn't invite me out. I mean, I know things have changed since I got engaged, but it would have been nice to be asked. I'm sorry. I just assumed you had other plans.
They played some good songs tonight.
I mean, lately... Yeah, I know, I know. It just seems like suddenly we're living in two different worlds. Maybe you've got more in common with Barney.
What?
Are you crazy? You think I like going to those clubs? I'd so much rather go to your fruity little wine tasting.
Oh, my God, I'm gonna barf. Where's my purse? Where's my purse? No, I'm okay.
The problem is, you can't do any of that couple stuff unless you have someone to do it with.
And the only way I'm gonna find that someone is by going out and doing stupid single stuff with Barney.
What?
But man, when I find her, we're gonna have some badass wine tastings.
It's a plan. Hey, maybe it'll be that cute coat check girl.
Yeah, maybe it will be.
It wasn't.
You know, Ted, I don't say this nearly enough, but I really value
great salads.
Lily's head lolls onto Ted's shoulder.